temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964. Specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's talk about the crew as they get ready to take on the Trader and his crappy Cubs team tonight. Cubs come in 10.5 games out of the lead. And we were talking about this early, Charlie and I. I was asking him, and he's very depressed about this team of his. I was asking him, like, you know, what do they got to do here in this series for the fan base? Because if we're being honest, and again, I'll probably jinx the hell out of this. If we're being honest, if Milwaukee sweeps them, they're 13.5 out, it's over. Bye-bye. They're done. Because not only are they going to be done in the division, you're going to bury them in the wild card even more probably, but depending on what the three teams at the top of the wild card standings are doing. Because I think they're still like 4 or so games out of the wild card. So the Brewers really could be the final nail in the coffin for the Cubs starting tonight at American Family Field. Joining us now, he is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports, covers the crew, and follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. You agree with that assessment that this could be the nail in the coffin for the Cubs here for the Brewers sweep?
It could be pretty close to it. I mean, 13.5 is a pretty deep hole, but I mean, we've seen other things happen. I don't want to be the one that says, yep, they're done, and then, you know, end up becoming bulletin board fodder for somebody. But that's a pretty steep hole to crawl out of. The Brewers take 2 of 3 in this series. You're looking at a pretty tough road to hoe.
Let's talk about Pat Murphy. I saw, I heard the other day Tim Diller talking about this on Bally Sports Wisconsin after a game and saying that Pat Murphy is gold when he talks before games and after games as far as how much he's willing to share, how much he kind of lets you into the conversations being had more so than most managers. You've covered a bunch of Brewers managers over the course of time. What say you to that assessment?
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Pat Murphy is the most affable, outgoing, transparent manager I've ever talked to. I mean, the guys, the thing that really stood out for me was, I think it was the last homestand. I think they lost it late, and the question was, pinch running Bowers when you had Montecerio on the bench, when you had, you know, other options available. And he said, yeah, you know what? That one bothered me. I may have made a mistake there. You know, just coming out and saying that. I mean, what manager, you know, actually says, yeah, I made a mistake. He's a different breed. He has gold. He's absolute gold in terms of like content and in terms of humor and in terms of personality. It's just, you couldn't ask for a better situation if you had to cover the team every day.
Let's talk about a couple of guys that fans have been paying attention to, one of which, Garrett Mitchell, who had an outstanding game the other day, then grabbed at his hamstring in the ninth inning on a swing. He was back up in the lineup last night. How close is he to being called up by the Brewers?
We're trying to do the math on it right now. I think his rehab assignment limit is tomorrow. And then they've got a decision to make. If they, you know, Murph just said, if he's going on all cylinders, I don't see why he wouldn't be brought up here. You know, the little hiccup he had is a bit concerning because, again, and we talked about this last week, the big thing with Garrett Mitchell is being able to stay healthy. There's no point in having up here to play every day if he can't play every day. So, you know, they'll have a decision to make. It's going to be a tough one, but if Mitchell is healthy and ready to go every day, then, you know, they kind of have no choice but to bring him up here and see what they got.
Okay, good. So the person to be optioned, we don't know what they're going to do, but if let's speculate, because that's what I like to do. To me, it's Monasterio. I know he was, you know, the hero the last time we saw Monasterio, but for me, that seemingly makes more sense than anybody else.
Yeah, but that also leaves you a little bit thin at infield depth, you know, especially middle infield depth. So, you know, that's kind of it's a catch 22 there. You're probably going to have to send out one of your outfielders if you make that move. And that's the tough part of it. And it would look on the surface like probably Blake would be the odd man out.
Talking with Andrew Wagner of Forbes. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. You're listening to Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM, The Fan. Any update on Devin Williams and where we're at with him?
Yeah, Williams is going to throw a bullpen session tomorrow. We'll have another one, if all goes well, after that. And then he's scheduled right now to throw a live BP, Murph said July 9th.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Stuff. D.L. Hall is going to throw tomorrow around 55 pitches, four ups and downs. So that's good news. And then Joe Ross was supposed to throw either today or tomorrow. Nobody's really sure which day it was. We think it was today. So there's some good news coming on the injury front for the Brewers, and they probably earned it more than most.
You know, it's interesting because eventually when they get these pitchers back and with what they have in this rotation right now, again, Colin Ray starts tonight. He's been really good. Tobias Myers continues to pitch well since they've added him to this rotation last year. So that's worked out well, too. Now, Dallas Keuchel, on the other hand, you know, they just gave up cash considerations for him. So if this doesn't work out, no biggie. What did you make of Keuchel's first start? How much confidence you have in Keuchel coming around the second time?
I mean, I think you saw the good and the bad. And, you know, people are going to say it's an excuse. But listen, that stuff, you know, that kind of travel, that whirlwind, that does wear on people. I mean, you know, how is it going back to work when you get back from vacation? You traveled all day the day before, you know, stuff like that. You know, didn't get much sleep, was traveling to Milwaukee, was getting settled in, was meeting new teammates, was doing the onboarding stuff, was learning a game plan and learning his catcher on the fly. yeah, you know, there you could definitely see the guy was tired out there. And again, not an excuse, but just a reality. Listen, he's a guy that lives and dies by ground balls. And is there anyone that you'd rather see the Brewers take a low-risk, high-reward on than a guy like that with that track record playing in front of that defense?
No, I totally agree with you on that. We talked about another guy earlier today that has not been in Major League Baseball for a couple of years, who they were talking about on OutKick, one of the radio shows there, Jonathan Hutton, and what's the guy's name? Chad Withrow. And we played that soundbite earlier, talking about Trevor Bauer. And they seem to think he'll end up on some team prior to the end of the season. Bauer pitching in the Mexico League, had 19 strikeouts a couple of weeks ago. Sub 2 ERA. Now, again, that league isn't obviously Major League Baseball. Last year he pitched in Japan, pitched really well there as well. Charlie, my producer, brought the fact that pretty much he's a horrible teammate and guys don't like playing with him based on how it was the last time he was in Major League Baseball. Do you foresee him getting back into baseball? And could you picture him in a Brewers clubhouse with this team?
I mean, I have been on the record as saying I would have no issue with it. But again, I'm kind of a schmuck and a jerk, at least, you know, just like Trevor Bauer's perceived to be. Like, there's no bones about that.
Oh, you're the best.
I know what the knocks are against him, and I know people are going to lose their mind over it, but you know, at some point, it comes down to, you know, are you trying to win? And are you going to judge guys based on, you know, the way that they have sex? He wasn't convicted of anything. Well, but seriously, look at the comments that are on Twitter. Okay?
I know.
And yes. I'm not saying it to be funny,
right.
But that's basically what it comes down to. He wasn't convicted of a crime.
Right.
And whether you agree with those actions or not, and you are free to disagree with them all you want. Like, people, you can do that. But is that going to be your barometer for not having a guy who could legitimately be the difference in your team's postseason fate, you know, being on that team or not? I'm not here to be moral police, all right? I'm not going down that road. People are free to think what they want. Looking at it from a strictly baseball perspective, I am shocked that he hasn't been signed, but I do believe that part of it is more to do with that reputation of being a quote unquote bad teammate than it is all of the extracurricular stuff. I don't know. I'm not in the GM rooms. I'm not on the group chat. I don't, you know, it's been kind of brushed off and it's been attempted to be brought up because it's a tough subject.
So odds are he's done then probably, right? We probably never see him in the majors again.
I hope that's not the case. I truly do, because say what you want about him, I think the guy's a spectacular pitcher.
And yeah.
I'd like to see him in the big league successful. Will it happen? I don't know. If I'm a GM, I'm making that call. I mean, we've seen teams sign guys who've done worse in all sports.
Yes.
So it's mind-boggling to me, and it tells me that, okay, there's got to be something more here that's going on than just the sex stuff, just the sexual stuff, just the whatever.
Right.
Something else has to be at play here.
One last one, getting back to the current team. Jackson Chourio with an inside park home run the other day. He's got a little mini hitting streak of his own going, hitting around, I don't know, about 300 for the month of June. What more do you need to see from Jackson Chourio to be convinced that he's turned the corner?
You know, I don't know if he's turned the corner or not. He's still a young kid. He's probably going to have some more slumps throughout the year. The league's going to, you know, Craig Council stuff. D.L. Hall's going to throw tomorrow around 55 pitches, four ups and downs. So that's good news. And then Joe Ross was supposed to throw either today or tomorrow. Nobody's really sure which day it was. We think it was today. So yeah, there's some good news coming on the injury front for the Brewers, and they probably earned it more than most.
You know, it's interesting because eventually when they get these pitchers back and with what they have in this rotation right now, again, Colin Ray starts tonight. He's been really good. Tobias Myers continues to pitch well since they've added him to this rotation last year. So that's worked out well, too. Now, Dallas Keuchel, on the other hand, you know, they just gave up cash considerations for him. So if this doesn't work out, no biggie. What did you make of Keuchel's first start? How much confidence you have in Keuchel coming around the second time?
I mean, I think you saw the good and the bad, and you know, people are going to say it's an excuse, but listen, that stuff, you know, that kind of travel, that whirlwind, that does wear on people. I mean, you know, how is it going back to work when you get back from vacation? You traveled all day the day before, you know, stuff like that. You know, didn't get much sleep, was traveling to Milwaukee, was getting settled in, was meeting new teammates, was doing the onboarding stuff, was learning a game plan and learning his catcher on the fly. Yeah, you know, there you could definitely see the guy was tired out there. And again, not an excuse, but just a reality. Listen, he's a guy that lives and dies by ground balls. And is there anyone that you'd rather see the Brewers take a low-risk, high-reward on than a guy like that with that track record playing in front of that defense?
No, I totally agree with you on that. We talked about another guy earlier today that has not been in Major League Baseball for a couple of years, who they were talking about on OutKick, one of the radio shows there, Jonathan Hutton, and what's the guy's name? Chad Withrow. And we played that soundbite earlier, talking about Trevor Bauer, and they seem to think he'll end up on some team prior to the end of the season. Bauer pitching in the Mexico League, had 19 strikeouts a couple of weeks ago, sub-2 ERA. Now, again, that league isn't obviously Major League Baseball. Last year, he pitched in Japan, pitched really well there as well. Charlie, my producer, brought the fact that pretty much he's a horrible teammate and guys don't like playing with him based on how it was the last time he was in Major League Baseball. Do you foresee him getting back into baseball, and could you picture him in a Brewers clubhouse with this team?
I mean, I have been on the record as saying I would have no issue with it, but again, I'm kind of a schmuck and a jerk. At least, you know, just like Trevor Bauer's perceived to be. Like, there's no bones about that.
Oh, you're the best.
I know what the knocks are against him, and I know people are going to lose their mind over it. But, you know, at some point, it comes down to, you know, are you trying to win? And are you going to judge guys based on, you know, the way that they have sex? He wasn't convicted of anything. Well, but seriously. Look at the comments that are on Twitter. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
And yes. I'm not saying it to be funny,
right,
but that's basically what it comes down to. He wasn't convicted of a crime.
Right.
And whether you agree with those actions or not, and you are free to disagree with them all you want. Like, people, you can do that. But is that going to be your barometer for not having a guy who could legitimately be the difference in your team's postseason fate, you know, being on that team or not? I'm not here to be moral police, all right? I'm not going down that road. People are free to think what they want. Looking at it from a strictly baseball perspective, I am shocked that he hasn't been signed, but I do believe that part of it is more to do with that reputation of being a quote-unquote bad teammate than it is all of the extracurricular stuff. I don't know. I'm not in the GM rooms. I'm not on the group chat. I don't, you know, it's been kind of brushed off and it's been attempted to be brought up because it's a tough subject.
So the odds are he's done then, probably, right? We probably never see him in the majors again.
I hope that's not the case. I truly do, because say what you want about him, I think the guy's a spectacular pitcher.
And yeah.
I'd like to see him in the big league successful. Will it happen? I don't know. If I'm a GM, I'm making that call. I mean, we've seen teams sign guys who've done worse. In all sports.
Yes.
So it's mind-boggling to me, and it tells me that, okay, there's got to be something more here that's going on than just the sexual stuff, just the whatever.
Right.
Something else has to be at play here.
One last one, getting back to the current team. Jackson Chourio with an inside park home run the other day. He's got a little mini hitting streak of his own going, hitting around, I don't know, about 300 for the month of June. What more do you need to see from Jackson Chourio to be convinced that he's turned the corner?
I don't know if he's turned the corner or not. He's still a young kid. He's probably going to have some more slumps throughout the year. The league's going to, you know, Craig Council used to say this all the time. The game is all about adjustment. As you adjust to pitchers are going to adjust to you. Pitchers are going to adjust to him. They're going to start to figure out what he's good at, and they're going to try to find new ways to get him out, and he's going to have to make adjustments to that. We're going to see another swoon out of Jackson Chourio. I mean, it's bound to happen. He's a young player. This is his first year of big league experience. Doesn't have a lot of pro at-bats on his belt overall. I mean, it's going to happen. But it's the price that you pay. And they believe enough in this kid long-term that they're willing to ride that out. And they believe that his good parts this year are going to be enough to outweigh the bad parts. And we're seeing that right now.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again on Monday.
Sounds good. See you, Sparky.
Take care. There is Andrew Wagner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.